It's All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. Mostly cloudy, 67 degrees here in Lawrence, in Chanute, 67. And in Emporia, partly sunny, 66 degrees. Cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance of showers after midnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy on Thursday. And a chance of showers on Thursday as well.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. On this Wednesday afternoon, I'm Jay Schaefer in for Laura Lorson. We expect her back tomorrow. Well, for the remainder of the day, a partly to mostly cloudy sky in most areas. Temperatures in the mid-60s, mid to upper 60s, I should say. Later tonight, mostly cloudy for most of us, a low of 47. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy on Thursday and a high near 66. On Friday, it looks like a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon and a high near 70. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, a radio reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Grateful for the generosity of sustaining members who help meet annual programming needs. Sustaining donation information is at reader.ku.edu.
Our next news update about 10 minutes from now here on All Things Considered. Right now on the KU campus in Lawrence, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 67 degrees. In Abilene and Topeka, 67. Manhattan, cloudy and 68. In Junction City, partly sunny, 68 degrees. Chanute, getting a little light rain in the Chanute area, 67 degrees there with cloud cover. And Emporia can expect a light shower in the next hour. It's 66 there.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from
Betway. So what can be done? That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Why not join us from 5 to 9 tomorrow morning for Morning Edition here on KPR. Tom Parkinson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, serving the needs of Douglas County businesses and residents by offering over 20 programs for job readiness training in trades, transportation, healthcare, and applied technologies. Information at peasleytech.org.
Mostly cloudy here in Lawrence, 67 degrees. Slight chance for showers for some of our communities this afternoon, including Chanute. It's 3:30, time for the news.
Mixed on Wall Street today, the Dow lost 228 points, down more than 0.5%. This is NPR.
And this is KPR News. Good afternoon, I'm Jay Schaefer. The Kansas governor, attorney general, and top judicial officials are among those in line for a significant pay raise under legislation signed by Governor Laura Kelly. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the bill signed last Friday would also tie future compensation to the rate of pay for members of Congress and also give state lawmakers a path to making more money by creating a commission to evaluate legislative compensation. Currently, the governor of Kansas makes $110,000 a year. The lieutenant governor makes about $31,000. The attorney general is paid $99,000, and other statewide officials make a little over $86,000 a year. Under this new law, the governor would make 100% of what a congressperson earns, which is currently $174,000. The attorney general would make $169,000, and the secretary of state, state treasurer, and insurance commissioner would all make $161,000 a year. Judges would also see a raise, and their pay would be tied into what federal judges make moving forward. These changes won't take effect until 2025. The legislature's gearing up for yet another battle over school funding. As Suzanne Perez tells us, some lawmakers want to keep controversial policies out of that school funding discussion.
For the past several years, Kansas lawmakers have tied K-12 funding to accountability measures or provisions such as vouchers and parental rights. Democrats say they want a straightforward school spending bill. They tried to boost special education funding as part of the legislature's overall budget package, but that measure failed in committee. Republican Representative Christy Williams says school spending comprises half the state's budget, so lawmakers should look at structural issues.
There's a lot more to this, and just giving $72 million does not answer the question and does not fix the problem.
The current school funding bill would allow some families to use state tax money to pay for private school or homeschool. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Sedgwick County District Attorney says a Wichita police officer will not be charged for shooting and killing a man who had shot another police officer. District Attorney Mark Bennett said yesterday the officer, whose name was not released, was acting in self-defense when he shot 28-year-old Tyler Hodge in June of 2021. And Kansas customers of Evergy could see a substantial increase in their monthly bills if regulators approve a request by the energy company. KSNT reports that Evergy has filed a request with the Kansas Corporation Commission. If the KCC approves, it would result in a monthly bill increase of about $14 for the average customer of Evergy's in the Topeka, Emporia, Manhattan, and Hutch areas.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 99.5 in Manhattan.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
KPR wrapped up its spring membership drive, the so-called Campaign for Excellence, last Friday. And we finished pretty strong, raising $311,000 from listener members. Thanks to everyone who made a pledge or upgraded their sustaining membership or made a one-time, one-off contribution. If you meant to make a pledge but never got around to it, you can still do so anytime on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Make a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. And while you're there, browse through our news reporting.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Cloudy skies, 67 degrees here in Lawrence. That's a pretty common temperature across KPR land. Abilene, Topeka, Manhattan, Junction City, Chanute, all with 67. In Emporia, some light rain, cloudy and 66. For tonight, a 20% chance of showers, a low of 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of rain, a high of 65.
This is All Things Considered.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K25 8BT in Manhattan. Find the frequency nearest you. Check it out online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also listen to KPR 1 and KPR 2. We are live streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Chance of showers tonight, low of 48 degrees. Right now, cloudy and 67 at KPR.
We're seeing two gang bosses.
And streaming on the PBS app.
It's All Things Considered on KPR. Mostly cloudy skies for most of us, a 20% chance of showers this evening. Chanute's already had a little rain. We'll have a low tonight of 48. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon. 20% chance of rain on Thursday, and tomorrow's high around 65. And on Friday, we're looking at a 40% chance of showers. It's 67 at KU.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
Celebrating 70 years of broadcasting, this is Kansas Public Radio. In less than a dozen minutes, we'll have an update of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, specializing in repairing foundation damage caused by aging or settling that can lead to water in basements or structural issues. Information at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Mostly cloudy sky for most of the KPR listening area tonight. 20% chance of rain, low of 48. Tomorrow morning we'll have a partly sunny sky, but then it'll get mostly cloudy on Thursday. 20% chance of rain tomorrow afternoon and a high of 65. By Friday, a 40% chance of showers. Friday night, a 30% chance. Here in Lawrence at the moment, cloudy, 67 degrees. In Chanute, the rain is falling. Light rain, it's 68. Light rain falling in Emporia, where it's 66 degrees. We'll keep an eye on the weather for you here at Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, since 1982, installing automatic backup generators for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at CromwellSolar.com.
You're invited to join us for Morning Edition tomorrow from 5 to 9 here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting their new outreach services, Bookmobile Dottie, delivering books, movies, services, and more to neighborhoods in Lawrence. Information and schedule at lplks.org.
Cloudy and 67 degrees here in Lawrence. It's 4:30, time for the latest news on All Things Considered. Good afternoon. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. A bill that would ban hormone treatment or puberty blockers for transgender youth will not become law in Kansas. Blaise Mesa reports Republican lawmakers failed to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto.
The bill never won full support of Republicans in the legislature. Democrats said it would have prevented trans kids from getting vital care that could have reduced their risk of suicide. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson voted for the override. He says trans kids are too young to make such significant decisions.
The most loving thing you can do is try to protect them. And this is a situation where it's not reversible.
A recent Washington Post and KFF poll found that 78% of the people who transitioned were satisfied with their choice. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
After Governor Laura Kelly vetoed changes to the state's mail-in voting law, senators narrowly failed today to override her, so the current law will stand. When advance voters mail in their ballots, those votes count as long as they are postmarked before Election Day and reached the county election office no more than 3 days after Election Day. Wichita Democratic State Senator Olethea Faust Gudo voted to confirm the current system.
I think we should do all we can to make sure that everyone's vote counts.
Republicans wanted to require that mail-in ballots reach election offices before polls close on Election Day. State lawmakers are unlikely to take up marijuana-related legislation as the 2023 session draws to a close. This is upsetting to many Democratic lawmakers who say the state is losing business to neighboring states like Missouri, Colorado, and Oklahoma, where marijuana has been legalized to one extent or another. Kansas is one of just three states where possession of cannabis for any purpose remains illegal. The other two states are Nebraska and Idaho. The forecast for the KPR listening area tonight: cloudy, chance of showers, and a low of 48 degrees. This is KPR News.
This is all NPR News.
It's the place to find NPR News. Kansas Public Radio.
Lawmaker today from attending or speaking.
News. Celebrating 70 years on the air, it's Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery in the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence, reimagining spacious and unique office solutions with flexible lease terms for the future of co-working. Details at CiderGallery.com.
A bill that would have banned hormone treatment and puberty blockers for transgender children will not become law in Kansas, after all. Republican lawmakers today failed to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto. It's one of several stories we're tracking this afternoon. Keep listening to KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark with programs and exhibitions illustrating the enduring impact of the Great War on people across the globe. More at theworldwar.org.
Cloudy with a chance for showers tonight. It's 67 degrees at KU. The latest forecast from the KPR, for the KPR listening area, looks like this. Cloudy skies tonight, about a 20% chance of showers, overnight low of 48. Tomorrow morning, a partly sunny sky, but then skies will become mostly cloudy Thursday afternoon. 20% chance of rain tomorrow, high of 65. By Friday, the Weather Service has scaled back on our rain chances. At one point, it was pretty decent. Now it's a 40% chance of rain on Friday. Cloudy skies mostly everywhere with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Chanute getting light rain. Emporia, light rain. And again, about a 20% chance for showers as we head into the evening hours here at Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:50.
Best cuisine. More at Cunard.com. From Progressive Insurance, with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. From Procter & Gamble, maker of Z-Quil Pure Z's gummies, designed with melatonin for occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep naturally. Learn more at ZQuil.com. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's a minute before 5 o'clock. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio's All Things Considered. We're celebrating 70 years on the air from the University of Kansas. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us online, kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies in store for us tonight with a 20% chance of showers. Few of our communities have already received some light rain. We'll have a low tonight of 48 at 5 o'clock.
As I listen to this,
Jeff.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies, temperatures mostly in the mid to upper 60s right now. Tonight, chance of rain, about a 20% chance, and an overnight low of 48. Tomorrow afternoon, a 20% chance of rain, high of 65.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Elsa.
Your place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a few items, and those vetoes have made it through override attempts. Specifically, as I look at the KPR website right now, here's a headline. Kansas governor's vetoes stand, killing a flat tax and squashing a ban on transgender care for kids. You could read more about it right now at kansaspublicradio.org. And coming up in less than a dozen minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, now holding auditions for choristers and tour choir for singers grades 4 through 12. Information about auditions and all choirs at lawrencechildrenschoir.org.
Chanute with a little light rain, a little drizzle, 67 degrees. Here in Lawrence, cloudy, dry, and 66. Abilene expecting some light rain within the next hour. 65 degrees in the famous town of Abilene. Topeka is cloudy and 66. Manhattan is cloudy and 66. Right now, light rain falling in Emporia, where it's cloudy and 65 degrees. We do have about a 20% chance of showers across eastern Kansas this evening, and tonight we'll have a low of 48. Tomorrow morning, partly sunny. Tomorrow afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy. Chance of rain tomorrow afternoon, a high of 65 degrees. Once again at KU, cloudy and 66.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
The Air Force hits pause on its intelligence mission following the recent leak of classified documents. It's using the time to take stock of security measures. But plugging intelligence leaks is a complicated business.
It won't be a one single thing that's going to keep this from ever happening again by doing this one thing. That never happens that way.
So what can be done? That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
The next morning edition is on the air from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, developing a pipeline of qualified workers essential to the retention, recruitment, and sustainability of organizations of all types in Lawrence. Information at peasleytech.org.
Cloudy skies tonight with a 20% chance of rain, low of 48. Tomorrow in the morning, partly sunny, but tomorrow afternoon, skies will become mostly cloudy. We have a 20% chance of rain tomorrow. High of 65 on Thursday. Right now, cloudy and 66 degrees in Lawrence. The rain is falling in Abilene. It's 5:30.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm...
This is NPR.
And this is KPR. Good evening. I'm Jay Schaefer. A bill that would have banned hormone treatment and puberty blockers for minor children will not become law in Kansas after all. As Blaise Mesa tells us, Republican lawmakers failed to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill affecting transgender children.
The bill never won full support of Republicans in the legislature. Democrats said it would have prevented trans kids from getting vital care that could have reduced their risk of suicide. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson voted for the override. He says trans kids are too young to make such significant decisions.
The most loving thing you can do is try to protect them. And this is a situation where it's not reversible.
A recent Washington Post and KFF poll found that 78% of the people who transitioned were satisfied with their choice. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
Lawmakers were able to override a veto by Laura Kelly to enact the first anti-abortion bill of the year. It will require doctors to provide life-saving medical care in the rare scenario of an infant being born alive after an attempted abortion. Critics say there's no evidence that that happens today in Kansas, and they say it could interfere with palliative care for dying infants. Representative Susan Ruiz is a Democrat from Shawnee.
I have received so many emails from couples who feel that this bill is denying them the ability to stay with their infant until the infant is no longer alive, because they're going to have to be whisked away to a hospital.
A handful of Democrats joined Republicans in overriding the governor's veto of that measure. About 17,000 people in Kansas will be diagnosed with cancer this year, but many of those who are uninsured will not be eligible for a federal program that helps cancer patients. As Samantha Horton reports, some say that Medicaid expansion could help reduce the disparity.
Doctors in Salina told Stephanie Barr she had breast cancer in 2010. That made her eligible for Medicaid through a federal program called Early Detection Works. It's only for breast and cervical cancer. Barr's mom was later diagnosed with lung cancer and didn't get the same care.
She didn't have the right kind of cancer and she couldn't get on Medicaid.
Her mom passed away about 6 months later. Barr is asking lawmakers to expand Medicaid so more uninsured people could get covered for cancer screenings and treatment. Expansion proposals have failed in recent years because of concerns about the cost. For For the Kansas News Service, I'm Samantha Horton.
State lawmakers are unlikely to take up marijuana-related legislation as the 2023 session draws to a close. Kansas is one of three states where possession of cannabis for any purpose remains illegal. This is KPR News.
From NPR News.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. More of All Things Considered still to come, and then later tonight, it's your date with Destiny. The Classics with Destiny and Mermegan will begin right after the 7 o'clock news here on KPR1. The Cats and Mice are on the loose tonight on Evening Classical. You'll hear Chopin's Grand Valse Brillante. I don't think I have that right. We'll also listen to Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations and music that goes meow and squeak. Valse Brillante. Not sure about that, but Destiny is sure. So tune in to her classical music tonight from 7 to 9 on KPR 1. If you're listening to us on KPR 2, you'll get the Moth Radio Hour at 7 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, hosting their community open house, Get to Know the Spencer Museum, May 11th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. More at spencerart.ku.edu.
Here's what's happening with the weather. Mostly cloudy skies most everywhere. 20% chance of showers, and a few communities have already received a little rain this evening. Light rain right now falling in Abilene, and in Chanute, and in Emporia, and Hartford. The rest of us could get a shower, a light shower, sometime this evening. We'll have a low of 48. Tomorrow, by afternoon time, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain on Thursday, and a high of 65. And on Friday, a 40% chance of showers.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
Listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
It's a minute before 6 o'clock. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio's All Things Considered. We've got another hour's worth of news still to come on KPR. And then get ready for an evening of classical music with Destiny. She'll be here from 7 to 9, bringing us Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations. And apparently some music that goes meow and squeak. Cats and Mice on the loose tonight with Destiny and Mermegan, your host on Evening Classical, following All Things Considered and the 7 o'clock news. Here's a reminder, Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
We're seeing two gang bosses.